Amen.
Amen. John chapter number 20, y'all there say amen. I know somebody looking at me like, don't you know what time it is? I know exactly what time it is. And furthermore, I don't really care. I didn't come to get out, I come to get in. I got family stuff this afternoon too, but I ain't worried about it because all my family's sitting right here. I know they won't get there till I do. John chapter number 20 this morning, just a simple thought. Somebody asked me the other day, said 25 years of preaching Easter Sundays, what are you going to preach? I started preaching on hell this morning. Amen. I really did. Just kind of surprised, you know. Y'all okay? Without today, that's all we had. That's the best thing to hope for. I do. I want you to look at John chapter number 20. I got tongue tied. John chapter number 20, verse number 1. The Bible said, the first day of the week, if you know your calendar, that's Sunday. Cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Let's pray. Father, as we come before you this morning, God, we want to thank you, Lord, and give you glory. Lord, that you rose up, Lord, on that first Easter morning. Lord God, that you did not stay in the grave. Lord God, you said, tear this temple down, and in 3 days I will rebuild it. And Lord, we're so glorious and thankful, God, that you did. But Lord, this morning we ask you to rise up again. Lord God, not from the dead, but in the dead. Lord God, in the hearts of those that are darkened by sin. Lord, those that are down in depravity. Lord, those that are in depression. Lord, those that are, Lord, broken homes. And Lord God, just lives bound by sin. God, we ask you to rise up this morning in their heart with healing in your wings. Have your way in this service today. And dear God, we'll thank you and praise you for all you do. For it's in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. What a day. What a holiday. My favorite two holidays in all the years, Christmas and what the world calls Easter. Easter, if you know your history, is not really about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Easter is a pagan holiday where they worship the gods of fertility. That's why you have the rabbits and the eggs. And I'm not going to go any further there. But we are not here to worship or celebrate the holiday of Easter this morning. We are here to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Do we understand that? Don't want to step on anybody's little feelings this morning, but it's not about a rabbit, and it's not about a hay, and it's not about chocolate. Though I like chocolate, I like greasy chocolate. But anyway, that ain't what we're here for today. We're here to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, I love Christmas. I didn't get enough help right there. I love Christmas. I hate what the world's doing to it. I hate how it's so commercialized and they say happy holidays, and they're just trying to take it away from what it really is, and it's about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is a great holiday. But what makes it even greater is today. Thank God last Friday everybody celebrated Palm Sunday, and then Good Friday and all that good stuff. And all that's great and wonderful. But if he had only died. If he had only died. Listen, Muhammad died. Buddha died. Confucius died. And they're still dead. Let me say again, I don't want to make nobody mad. I'll just tell you like it is. You can go where they buried and you can dig up their bone. They died and they're still dead. But what makes this Resurrection Sunday the greatest holiday of all is that his tomb is empty. He's been dead in 2,000 years. Hallelujah. I'm glad Jesus kicked the door open and made a 6-lane highway to glory and for all who would believe. He's alive. He rose from the dead, victorious over death and hell.
Amen.
And he said, I got the keys.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you listening?
Yes.
What a day. We come together. Of course, we celebrate it every week.
Yeah.
We celebrate it every day that he's alive.
Yeah.
Every morning that I roll out of bed and say, dear God, help me today. Hey, I'm celebrating the fact that I'm just not making vain repetition of my prayer, but there's somebody listening to me. Woo! Somebody ought to get happy this morning.
Yeah.
Thank God that he is alive. Well, I want us to look this morning at three gospel accounts of Mary making her way to the tomb. If you run into a Bible corrector, by the way, let me just put this out there, we're not Bible correctors, we're Bible believers.
Amen.
We don't try to straighten it out with the Greek or the Hebrew. Y'all all right this morning? We don't need a new version. We just need a new grip on the one we got. We do not believe that it contradicts itself. But if you run into one of them Bible correctors, they're going to tell you in this story right here that the Bible contradicts itself three times. But let me tell you something. There is no contradiction in the Word of God. The Bible said in verse number 1 that Mary came when it was yet dark. We're going to find in another place that she came as it began to dawn. And then in the third place we'll go this morning, the Bible clearly says that she came as the sun rose.
Yeah.
Now, could it have been dark? Could it have been beginning to dawn? Could it have been at sunrise? Could it have been all three? And none of them are wrong. Let's look at them very quickly, and I'll try and get you out of here as quick as we can, but we're not going to cut him short this morning. The Bible said in John chapter number 20 that Mary came as it was yet dark. As it was yet dark. This thing could carry a twofold meaning. As she left the house and gathered the spices and everything that she would need to go to the cemetery that morning, Brother Charles, it could have very well been that she left home before daylight.
Amen.
She left home before. I wonder how many of you leave to go to work on Monday morning, and it's dark when you leave, but it's light when you arrive. Somewhere on the midst of your journey, between your driveway and your place of work, something happens and darkness is overtaken by the sun. Somebody help me. I'm getting here home this morning. And listen, maybe it was dark when she left the house. There is another meaning to that. Maybe it was yet dark, not only in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense. All of her hopes, all of her dreams have been literally crushed.
Yeah.
At Calvary.
Right. Amen.
Her King, her Lord, her Savior is laying in a tomb and guarded by soldiers. I don't want to get off track this morning, but I've always wondered why they put guards on the dead man. He's trying to make sure he wasn't going to do what he said. Amen. I thought about the darkness of her heart. I wonder, am I preaching to somebody who's had to walk in some midnight hour? Somebody who's had to live in some darkness in their life? I'm talking about when you could not see the way to go. When you were just trying to feel your way through life, you didn't know which way was up and which way was down. I'm telling you, that's that time when you're about ready to wave the white flag, give up the ghost, and call it quit. Hey, we've all walked in some darkness in our life. Everything she had put her trust in, everything she had believed in for these few short years has come to an end. I see it happen every day in the lives of people. We put our hope and our trust in our health. We see these people running up and down the roads, jogging with their earbuds in their ears. They ought to call them, well, instead of iPods, they'll call them earpods. Amen. But we see it running up and down the road. We see the gyms are full of people exercising, putting their faith and their trust and their health and how long they're going to live. Hey, man, we don't know. We ain't promised tomorrow. Hey, darkness can come with the next doctor's appointment. Darkness can come with the next headache you have, the next heart palpitation. I'm telling you, the darkness can move in so fast, hey, that it'll overtake your life. I'm wondering if any somebody, oh, you got on your Easter clothes this morning. You got on a brand new suit. You got on a brand new tie. And you got brand new shoes and a brand new dress. But I'm wondering, it may be bright and cheery on the outside, but I'm wondering what it's looking like out on the inside. I'm wondering, hey, you may have a smile on your face, but how dark is it in your heart?
Amen.
How dark is it in your marriage?
Yes.
How dark is it in your home? You might put a smile on your face and shake the preacher's hand this morning, but your kids know. Your children know. Or maybe you need a little sunshine this morning. Maybe you need a little light to shine your way this morning. The Bible said that Mary came when it was yet dark. Listen, we're living in a world that is darker than it's ever been in my lifetime. What we're doing to the world is absolutely foolish. Are you listening? Yet they will ridicule and mock us up one side and down the other. But if you say something about a man bowing under fire rug toward Mecca every day, blowing up himself and killing innocent people, that he might go to heaven and get 1,000 virgins or whatever the case is, if you say something about them, that's a hate crime.
Amen.
We're living in the darkness of this world. Hey, my dollar bill still says in God we trust.
Amen.
You let somebody stand up at a ball game. You let somebody stand up anywhere and proclaim the name of Christ and their mom. I'm telling you, it's dark
Amen.
In the world we're living.
Amen.
By the way, let's be clear, we still believe in Jesus.
Amen.
We don't pray to a God, we pray to the God.
Yes,
we pray in the name that is above every name.
Yes,
and that is the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said at that name every knee will bow and every tongue will confess.
Yes,
then we're living in a dark hour, Brother Joe.
Amen.
A dark hour. Everything in this world is permitted. Every kind of sin. I mean, you name it.
Yes.
Everything goes.
Yes.
Just live your life to suit yourself.
Yes, sir.
Live it in the day of judges when every man's doing that which is right in his own eyes.
Yes, sir.
It's a dark hour. It was dark when she came. It was dark. Listen, it's very dark in here this morning if what I'm preaching is not true.
Yeah.
If what I'm preaching is not true, we're living in a dark, dark day. Pope Pius the whatever was interviewed this week. If we got any Catholics in the house, you ought to get mad. I usually say, now don't get mad, but you ought to get mad. You know what the Pope said? There is no hell. So he said, there is no hell. What happens then, they said, to people who die without God? What happens to people who die in their sin? You know what he said? They just disappear.
Lord,
so if there ain't no hell, I wonder how long it's going to be before they ain't no Jesus. What would happen today if the world's largest religion, Catholicism, signed up and teamed up with the world's fastest growing religion, which is Islam? He said, preacher, what would happen? I believe a trumpet would sound. What I'm trying to say is it was dark in your heart. And it may be dark in your heart. And it may be dark in this world in which we live. But for us who believe, there's more than darkness for our life. For us who believe, there's more than darkness. Go to Matthew chapter number 28. I'm going to hurry. I promised you I would. But I will, Lexi. I'm going to do my best.
Yes.
Matthew chapter number 28. Look at it with me. Matthew chapter number 28 and verse number 1. Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 1. It's held by those 28 to 26. Watch this. In John chapter number 20, the Bible said Mary came when it was yet dark. Now watch Matthew chapter number 28 and verse number 1. The Bible said in the end of the Sabbath, watch this, as it began to, say it with me,
dawn.
Toward the first day of the week came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and set upon it. This ain't part of the message, but I just got to read it. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as the snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. John tells us as it was yet dark. But then we go to Matthew, and Matthew says, well, she came as it began to dawn. Maybe John says, you know, Matthew says, John, you're right. It was dark at the house. It was dark in her heart. But as she got closer, as she got closer, she began to get a little glimpse. And the closer she got to where he was, the better she could see. Somebody, or a shout. Hey, I'm asking you this morning, has it dawned on you?
Hey!
Has it dawned on you that there's something to this thing?
Yes.
Woo! Well, it's a whole lot like that night, Brother Jason, in your daddy's front yard. It started before I ever got there. It started at a New Year's Eve party at the mother-in-law's house. It wasn't like she always cringes when I say that. She never threw wild parties. She just had a wild son-in-law. We wasn't doing nothing wrong. They wasn't doing nothing wrong. Let me rephrase that. And as I sat in that little chair playing the guitar, singing bluegrass music, hey, it began to dawn, Brother Todd. For the first time in my life, the Lord came where I was and began to shine a little light in the darkness of my soul, in the darkness of my sin. And from that place where it dawned on me, I rose up.
Amen.
And I went to one who rose up.
Amen.
Has it dawned on you? For the first, I've heard about it all my life, but for the first time I realized he did it for me.
Amen.
And he got up out of that grave for me. Oh, I can tell you about Jesus. I can tell you about Christmas, Brother Charles. I can tell you about Easter. I can even tell you how to be saved, but I wasn't myself. For years I had rode a baptismal certificate. For years, I had rode on a little prayer that I prayed. But never nothing really happened in my heart. I went to the altar because Roger Bush dared me to. And Balloon preached, and Roger said, you go to the altar. He said, go to the altar. I said, no, you go. He said, I dare you. I said, I ain't going. I'm double dog carrying. What are you up to? One deacon said, say this. Another deacon said, say that. And I said what they said. Mama shouted. They dumped me in the water, gave me a New Testament. I still got it. 1972. Somebody asked me, are you saved? Oh, of course, Sandra White. It is my mom. She's the greatest bus captain that ever lived. There she said, yeah, I'm going to heaven when I die. That's my mama.
Come on. Amen.
You going to heaven when you die? Of course. I'm a member of the White Oak Springs Baptist Church. Yes, I'm going to heaven when I die. For years I rested on that and counted on that. On that New Year's Eve as a 19-year-old boy, when the glorious Son of God began to shine His little light in my soul, and I realized I was dying and on my way to hell. Thank God as I came toward Him, He got brighter and brighter. Morning, you need Jesus.
Yes.
You said, what I need Him for? You need Him for heaven. You need Him to miss hell. But you need Him for tomorrow. You need Him for today. John said it was yet dark, but then Matthew goes and says, well, she came as it began to dawn. I wonder if she got close. Some of you deer hunters, I know what I'm talking about. You sit on that stand, you get in that deer stand before daylight, y'all listening?
Yeah.
Come on. Some of y'all pee the people, get over it. It's people eating tasty animals, amen. You're sitting in that deer stand and it's pitch black and dark. You get up there and you cut that flashlight off and you can't see nothing.
Yeah.
But before you ever see the sun, it starts to get a little bit light. You need to start to make things happen.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat there, Brother Jesse, and thought you saw a deer?
Yeah.
You're sitting there and you can't see good yet. All of a sudden you can see the silhouettes of the tree, and it looks like these deer with horns at the
end.
You get that scope up, you try to look. Somebody need to help me this morning. And then all of a sudden it gets lighter and lighter, and that deer you saw was a stump. Can you see it, Brother Charles? She's coming down the road. Her heart's broken. Her heart is just dark and black. But all of a sudden, in the wee hours of the morning, in the early dawn, she's taking, is that stone?
Yeah.
I can't see. I can't really make it out. Is that stone rolled away?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Are them soldiers gone, really? I'll say that one more time because I like it. The closer she got, the more she'll stop. And God, I'm telling you this morning, the closer you get to Him, the more you'll see. How you need Him in your life. She came while it was dark. As she got close, she began to get some new light.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hank Sr. wrote that song years ago. People argue about where he's at. I don't know. It's between him and God. But wherever he's at, that's where he'll be forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
Wrote that song, I Saw the Light.
Amen.
It was like a blind man. I forgot how the thing went. She said, but glory to God and praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Yes,
sir. I'm glad the Lord loved me enough to show me what I was.
Amen.
Them preachers that won't tell you what you are, they don't love you.
That's right. That's right.
They don't care about you. Them guys that get up and they ain't nothing but a glorified motivational speaker telling you how wonderful you are and how good you are and how precious you are and how blessed this world is because you live in it. They are a bunch of charlatans and a bunch of liars. I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm a sinner and you're a sinner. Hey, it needs to dawn on us this morning that we need Him. You'll go to the doctor until you get sick.
Amen.
I drive by that hospital right down there every day of the week. Not one time have I ever just drove by there and thought, why don't I just stop in there and get checked out? I feel like getting a little stuck in my arm today. I feel like taking off my clothes in front of somebody I do not know. Well, I'm just going to swing in. Go to Walmart when you don't need it. No, I don't go to the doctor because I'm sick. I mean, real sick. Okay. And before you can get well, you got to realize you're sick. It began to dawn, Brother Charles. John says she came when it was yet dark. Matthew says she came as it began to dawn. Don't you look at Mark? Mark chapter number 16. Lastly, and I'm done. Mark chapter number 16. Look at it with me. Mark chapter number 16. We've been in no hurry. Boiled eggs last a long time. Mark chapter number 16. Watch this. It's the same story. This is the same woman.
Yeah.
And the Bible corrector would say that the Bible contradicts itself because it said, you got to understand, this is three men's accounts as given by the direction of the Holy Spirit. And this is how they saw it. John saw it when she left the house. It was dark. Luke said. No, Matthew said. Now, wait a minute. It was dark when she left home, but closer she got, she started to dawn. And once you look at Mark this morning, the Bible said that the Sabbath was passed. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. Watch this. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun.
Amen.
John said it was dark. Matthew said it began to dawn. Oh, but Mark said they came at the rising of the sun. They came at the, when did they come? At the rising of the S-O-N. At the rising of the sun. Perhaps Mark is saying, Matthew, you and John are right. It was dark when she left. When she drew close, it began to dawn. But when she got where she's going, the sun was hanging high, and the light was very bright, and it was very clear for all to see that the Son of the living God had arose with healing in his way. They got that message. He's not here, for he is risen. Come see the place where he lay. The sun had arose. The sun had rose and brought light to the world of sin. What a while ago was viewed in darkness, that thing that just a few minutes ago was viewed in the dim light where you couldn't make out exactly what you're seeing, now is in clear view. He's not here. He's risen. They went back to town. You know what they did? They went and got to the stop and said, hey, John, don't believe it? He's alive.
Amen.
Hey. Say that again. He's alive. Amen. That was their story 2,000 years ago. And today, that's their story. He is alive.
Amen.
John chapter 8, verse number 12, Jesus said, I am the life of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Wow. You living in a little bit of darkness this morning, you know what you need? You need the light of the world. I'll tell you how bright he is this morning. John tells us in the Revelation that there's no need of the sun in heaven or the moon to shine, for he is the light.
Amen.
I love that little song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. Y'all love that song?
Yes.
You know what that light is? It ain't my light, it's his light.
Amen.
It's that light that he put in me, and I can stand up and sing, and this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, this little light of mine. Come on, talk to me. Has it dawned on you? Has it got bright enough for you to see?
Yeah.
Amen. There's something to this thing. Jesus said in John chapter 9, as long as I'm in the world, he said, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
Thank God for the shining light.
Amen.
Of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hey, y'all think I'm saying that this is the day? Would y'all come out of here? I kind of like that.
Yeah.
This is the day. I wonder if somebody would stand on their feet this morning and say, this is the day.
This
is the day that I'm going to give my heart to God. This is the day that I'm going to surrender my life to Jesus. Thank God for the light that He's shining in my soul. Let's stand our feet all over the house. Y'all just come and get ready to sing this morning.